What is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles, Eternal Savage Gang, Eternal Savage Podcast in the building right now. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's blessed. Doing another awesome live stream and podcast. Man, today has been an awesome day. I hope everyone's waking their asses up. This is Thursday. For some, it's Thirsty Thursday, so goddamn it, that means if you have some liquor, some alcohol, or something very delicious to drink, that means take a shot of it right now. We get it, because that means we're only one step away from being this Friday night. It's Friday again. Whatever that damn song. Y'all know the damn song. But I ain't no singer, so I'm not going to try to act like I am either. I'm going to go ahead and calm it down, because, you know, vocally, I'm not sound to be singing my ass like that. But I hope everyone's being good. What's up? Everybody's being blessed. Everyone's being motivated. And look, I just want to try to give some words of inspiration today. We're going to talk about a few different topics I've been wanting to talk about. Because some people probably not going to know about everything I'm talking about. Because if you actually are part of maybe y'all fuck with certain movies, y'all fuck with certain shows, TV shows and things like that, you probably will know, probably not be watching these. Some of you probably are watching them. The first thing I want to talk about is The Walking Dead. Now, for those that don't know, The Walking Dead is back in effect. That's right, The Walking Dead is back, baby. And they are doing their thing. If you haven't seen it, they're going to be six episodes. Six. So we got six badass episodes still maintaining for The Walking Dead. They already had the first two. And it was definitely pretty good. I like it. I'm glad that we're getting a few things answered and stuff like that. But so that means that's two down, that's four to go. Now, I know this is going to be the last of the main series, and it's sort of bittersweet for me. I'm sort of excited that we're getting a lot of answers for the questions that we had for the last season. When we saw how some people got captured by the guys in the armor. I know some people probably read the comic book, the novel, but I don't read the novel only because they change key points so the show can be a little bit different from the book. So I know if I did read the book, it would be a totally different experience. So that's why I don't totally look at the show. I mean, I look at the show versus the book. But it definitely still looks great. With Daryl teasing that he might have a love interest. Oh, spoilers. I'm so sorry. I should have said that. Spoilers. So if you haven't seen the episodes yet, definitely go watch them, then come back to this. But if you have watched it, then good. You're safe. All right, so 3, 2, 1, we're going back to it. Yeah, so teasing that Daryl basically have a love interest, that is great. I'm so happy to see it. Because, goddammit, if there's anybody on this show that deserved to get some, it's definitely my boy Daryl. Daryl deserves to get some booty, y'all. So we gotta do that hashtag. Daryl needs some booty on The Walking Dead. He deserves to get laid because if everyone else can hook up with a character, Daryl deserves to get some booty too. The man's been tortured. The man lost his brother, even though he was a prick, but he became a halfway decent person on the way out. And he's been through a lot of stuff. I'm saying if everyone else can find a love interest, he deserves to get some too. Also, Flash. Now, going to CW, if you guys work like the superhero shows, a lot, you know, Arrow was done last year. That was done last year. Flash is on its last season, too. I have bittersweet things to say about it because, one, I like the show. The show's good, but I think it's a little bit too goddamn emotional. And I think the reason why they're going this emotional crybaby route a little bit because, you know, it's a TV show. It just can't be all action and the typical action show. It gotta have some love story in it and a few other elements to make it a full show, I guess. And it's cool, but like, Jesus Christ, man. Can we please get to just let Flash be a badass with his speed? I'm saying now, spoiler or warning again for those that have not watched Flash, the new season, y'all need to get prepared. Well, the Flash is doing what he does, and Flash has finally got his speed back. He was losing his speed where we left off, and now Wells, may he rest in peace, had to sacrifice himself, and another great character had to die for Flash to succeed. And now he got his speed back because the original Speed Force is no more. Even though I think that was a really dumb route to go with making him lose his speed and all that stuff, and now he had to go through hell to make a fake Speed Force. I think that was just, that didn't need to happen. He could just have a tough time fighting the characters that he's fighting and then, you know, have a great story. But you know what, it is what it is. That's what they want to do. That's what they're going to do. So right now, I'm about to look at the next episode that came out this Tuesday and put my point of view on that one. But still good, still a great show. I can't complain. I'm saying I did enjoy all 6 seasons and the 7th season. I cannot wait to finish it. But I really wish it's emotional, you know, find Iris and all that. Like, that's cool. I don't mind the lovey-dovey stuff, but god dang, give me what I want. I want to see more superhero stuff. This is the number one reason why I love this show, the superhero stuff. Great villains, great stories, and let's keep kicking butt and keep making the show great. So that's what I'm looking forward to. What's another show that I'm watching now? Oh, yeah. Now we're going to go to VH1 shows. Now, I don't know if y'all like reality TV. Some people love it to death. Me, personally, I don't like reality TV because there's nothing reality about it. But, you know, it's entertaining. And I will say my guilty pleasure watching is Love and Hip Hop. And right now they're doing sort of like a cookout type, you know, family reunion type feel with a lot of the cast members from each show. The Hollywood, Atlanta, the original show, all that good stuff. And I'm not mad at it. I think it's pretty cool what they're doing. But at the same time, it's just like, it could be a whole lot better. But it's good though. With this show, it's sort of like they're trying to clear out their demons in their lives, and so that way when we have future shows of each show, I guess it's going to be less drama, but there's going to always be drama because they got to have a show. So I guess after we get this Kumbaya season, that's what I like to call this family reunion Love and Hip Hop, the Kumbaya season, they're going to get back to their ratchetness that we love to be watching on TV. Because I'm like this, my life is drama free, so I like to enjoy the drama from other people on these reality shows. Hell, I would do a reality show if they paid me enough for it. And I'll play a character, play whatever they want me to do. Like, I don't give a shit. Hey, as long as it's about getting the bag. Because let's just be real, reality shows are not real. Please don't fall for the hype. Also, they're bringing back next Monday, for those that don't know, on VH1, there will be Black Ink. Black Ink is coming back. And I have been waiting for Black Ink to bring their ass on because I've been missing Caesar and all of them. Like, I don't know what it is about Black Ink. It's like my guilty pleasure. I love Black Ink. When it first came out, season 1 and season 2, for some reason, I was just so hooked on Love and Hip Hop, I never gave it a chance. But then I watched a little bit of season 2, and it actually made me go back and watch the full show. And then I caught back, then I watched it and binge watched it and caught up. And now I've seen every episode since. And the show's great. And I do like Black Ink Chicago. It's not bad either. Black Ink Chicago is pretty damn entertaining as well. Now, I will say this, though. It is nowhere near as good as New York, though. The original is always the OG. And the original is always the best. And I will say it till I'm blue in the face that Black Ink, the original show, is way superior than all the other shows. I'm sorry. Like, I know they're just coming out with a new Compton one in Hollywood and Compton area, LA, basically is Black Ink LA. And supposedly there's supposed to be a Black Ink Miami coming soon. I don't know how far they're coming along with that, but I'm like, damn, if y'all trying to go all over the place, that's cool with the brand and the franchise. Well, let these shows breathe. Let people get used to these characters. Y'all just did LA. I'm saying, don't bring Miami out too fast. Like, let's get LA up there, because LA is the weakest show out of all of them. Hell, most people don't even remember that season 1. And I don't blame them. So let's just keep letting Black Ink be great. Black Ink Chicago is like secondary, not bad at all, but still need to work, need some work here and there. And then the other show, LA gotta get stronger. So they just gotta keep building LA. And then focus on Miami when they get LA straight. Because those shows is like, ugh. Now, Now that we got those other shows that's on TV, that's not too bad. I know there's a lot of people that still like to look at, you know, the half and half nots and all the Tyler Perry. Basically, every damn show that Tyler Perry done. Tyler Perry got like 20 shows on TV. I love Tyler Perry, big fan. I want to be in some of his movies one day. I don't really care much for the TV shows. I'm not going to lie. I don't watch any of them. And it's not that they're not good. I've just never been. I got out of sitcoms, yo. Like, since I was a kid, I love Martin, you know, Will Smith and all those. Like, I love those sitcoms. But now that I've got older, I just not got into sitcoms anymore. So sitcoms is no longer in my repertoire of TV shows I want to go watch. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's on, I'll watch it. But I'm not gonna. But if I'm in my own house and or doing something else, I'm not gonna watch that shit. I'm not gonna. I don't want to watch a sitcom anymore. I'm more into shows where, you know, those hour long shows like detective shows or shows where, you know, you're trying to find out who the killer is and find out why this thing happened and this story, like shit like that. Like as right now, I'm in love with a lot of Netflix shows. I have been rocking with Netflix for a minute now, and I'm gonna tell you right now, Netflix is where it's at. If you don't have Netflix, and I'm not pushing for these guys, like don't get me wrong, Netflix ain't paying me no money, but I'm just saying I wish these motherfuckers was pushing me a check, because I have been hooked on some of these shows. I've been looking at Ozark, I've been looking at Queen of the South, I've been looking at what am I looking at right now? High Rise. That's an original anime from there. Like, I've been really going hard on the Netflix show. So if you guys really like shows, I ain't saying that people. I heard a lot of people like Hulu too, but ain't nothing against Hulu. But they ain't like these Netflix shows is on point. Like people ain't rock. Y'all ain't touching these. Y'all ain't touching these Netflix shows, man. I can't say it enough. These Netflix shows be putting in work, and they be making you binge watch. I'm telling you, you sit down and watch, you will be stuck there for a good 20, 30 minutes, wondering like, God damn, I thought I was just gonna look at it for 5 seconds to see if it's all right, like, or look at 1 hour of a show to see if it's so good, and next thing you know, you sat there for 5 hours. These shows will grab you and just take you on a journey with these shows. So definitely check those out. If you ever get a chance to, if you're on Netflix. So if you so Thursdays, I'm gonna have to call it TV show Thirsty Thursdays. So get your ass a bottle, get you some of your favorite drink. Go ahead and sit down if you have time to relax, stretch out with some loved ones or by yourself or however it is you need to do. And then go ahead and watch some of your favorite shows. I think Thursday and Tuesday are good TV days anyway. Because for real, on a Tuesday and a Thursday, what really is there to do? Besides get ready for Friday and the weekend, it's also to get some good shows in. So definitely do that. And if you guys enjoy, you can definitely follow me here. All my social medias, you can just Google Knuckles. Eternal Savage Gang, Eternal Savage Gaming. And you'll definitely find me on all my social medias. I appreciate you guys. Eternal Savage is the brand. I love all of y'all. Definitely, I will be back with another live stream and podcast. I'm also on TikTok. It's Knuckles World. And also on Clapper, It's Knuckles World. TikTok, actually, I was out there to be at 10,000 followers, and them cocksuckers took me off because I was fighting against racist assholes. And TikTok is a racist piece of shit. Matter of fact, fuck TikTok. Follow me on Clapper. On Clapper, I'm more active anyway, and I got more fan base. I got almost 6,000. Yeah, I got over 6,000 people on there. So definitely rock with me. Appreciate you guys. See you guys in the next podcast. Much love. Peace.